the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, our next guest is one company owner who has chosen to base his business in Ireland, more specifically in his hometown of Ard Firth in County Kerry. Fashion designer Colin Horgan may have dressed celebrities like Lady Gaga, Dua Lipa, and most recently Jazzy on the Late Late Toy Show, but he says it's the beautiful Kerry countryside that is his real inspiration. Colin, you're very welcome to the programme. You grew up in Ard Firth. What are your recollections of growing up there?
Yeah, so I suppose Ard Firth is quite a tight-knit community, I would say. It is a real sporting environment, so I suppose you could say I was the black sheep. What you might wonder is that, oh gosh, where did the fashion come into it? But I suppose, like, for me, I was always happy in my own company. I lived in my own little bubble, so to speak. Like, I was constantly painting and drawing and illustrating ideas. So, yeah, that kind of, I suppose that's kind of like my recollection of my childhood.
That's the overriding image you have of you drawing while others are out playing football. You had three brothers.
I have three brothers.
And were they into the football and sport and all of that?
Oh, they were, yeah, come here. I tried it. It didn't work out. You know, I remember as a kid just being, you know, you're kind of put into teams of like football and hurling, whether you like it or not. And I think I was a cornerback just because I was kind of out of the way.
If you're not sure what position you were playing, it doesn't sound good.
No, it didn't. And I remember even me getting into trouble with my coach because I was just talking about playing Crash Bandicoot or like Tekken, which is a fighting game for the PlayStation. Like, I actually got given out to for distracting the other player too much.
So that was short-lived. And was there a bit of pressure from whether it was the brothers or your folks or school, you know, to sort of conform a little bit to what was happening with sport for kids?
I suppose, like, yes and no. Like, I would say no from my parents. You know, they were really, really allowed me to be whoever I wanted to be. But I suppose for the times, which was not that long ago, I suppose you would have to kind of conform slightly, but it is one of those things, isn't it, where you would be like, oh no, sure, I was surely myself back then, but you kind of really, I definitely wasn't.
Were you a shy kid?
Yeah, I'd say I was. Because I spent so much time with myself, I mean, I'm making it seem like I'm a total loner. I wasn't, but I don't know. I suppose I was a bit shy when it came to, I suppose, being surrounded by, like, males as well.
And what about the art? That was just something that you really enjoyed doing and you used to pursue that. Did you get a lot of encouragement for that?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I think my mom, she would have wanted to go to art college many years ago, but she was always doing these, you know, they're like painting by numbers. She was always kind of working with those kind of as a hobby. And I suppose I just started to pick up a brush as well and kind of like imitate what she was doing. And that kind of just led to the idea of drawing. You know, I remember growing up with Grace Jones's Nightclubbing album cover, and I just was obsessed. I was so infatuated by her. I just found that she had, like, she was just so cool, and, you know, the sense of androgyny, the way she wore clothes, it was just all very interesting. But I didn't know it was going to lead an interest into fashion. I just thought, I just loved the her proportions.
And what about school?
Yeah, what about school?
did you enjoy it? Was it tough?
The friends I made in school were great, but the schoolwork I probably didn't take as seriously. You know, I think my parents would go to the parent-teacher meeting and they would, every teacher would say, oh gosh, he's such a lovely young fella. I mean, he's hopeless at the subject, but he can draw. I remember doing my mocks in fifth year and I really didn't study. Like, it was just kind of that era where you're getting a fake ID from a brother, you know, so you're just going out and having fun. But I remember doing my mocks and I got, I think Miss Kwan might quote me as well on this. I think she gave me 3% for doing a really nice drawing of a volcano. That's all I could do.
Well, were you pleased with the drawing? Did you keep it? No,
I did. I can't actually remember. Did we get the mock paper? I'm assuming that we did, but I mean, you know, what do you do with 3%?
Well, that kind of summed up how you felt about it as well, I suppose. But you wanted to study fine art and you went to college in Limerick.
Yes.
Was that a kind of a nice opening experience to go to college, go to the city, go to a bigger place?
Yeah, I definitely think that I only put down Limerick as the option, like the only option. Like it's so risky, isn't it, when I actually look back. I didn't put any other thing other than Limerick School of Art and Design.
Kerry Fashion Week was a sort of a very positive breakthrough for you. How did that come about?
There was an opening for a One to Watch award, and it was run by this lovely woman called Orla Diffily, and she kind of, I suppose, saw something in my work. So it kind of gave me a good idea and understanding of what a nice fashion show is like, because there are definitely shows that are very frantic and they're...
It sounds like they're a bit too frantic, Colin, is it? Like, because you would have showed at London Fashion Week a number of times. What's that like?
Oh, it is really, like, I love it. That's the only thing I would say. Like, I actually don't actually enjoy watching the shows, so to speak. I love the energy backstage because, you know, there's hair happening on the left and then there's someone doing makeup on the right really aggressively because the last show the model has come from has the same makeup on, so they have to strip the face and put it all back on again. So it is
aggressive kind of, makeup.
Yeah, but I suppose it was like what I actually don't know what you call it. It's like a morning after makeup, maybe, or I don't know.
And your first encounter with London wasn't so positive because you decided you wanted to study in London and you did an interview.
Oh yes, yes, yeah. After I finished in Limerick School of Art and Design, I had a meeting with my tutor Anne Malin, and she had suggested I should go to the Royal College of Art to further my studies because, you know, if you're kind of serious about fashion, you probably need to refine yourself and your identity. But I was like, oh no, I'm not going there. I'm going to Central St. Martin's. That's the only college for me. And yeah, I kind of applied. I got called for an interview. I went over with an ego and came back the size, I don't know, of a mouse because they, I went over with very little now, to be fair. And I actually felt like, it was a bad move on my half. I came over with one garment and like a little pamphlet that you get at mass, the size of that, that thickness. And that was my portfolio.
And did you see some of the others?
Yeah, no, I did.
Being interviewed, what were they doing?
I'm not even joking. Like, I got such a land when I saw people pulling in rails and full of clothes, boxes of sketchbooks. Like, I mean, talk about. I mean, they just told me to have a nice life. Long story short.
But you didn't pull out. You saw it through, and you went for the interview. And that takes guts, and that takes confidence. Did you find at that time that your confidence as a designer was growing, but you were still only starting off?
Yeah, I suppose, like, because the Limerick graduation show, the feedback was so good, I kind of had a big fish in a small pond, that kind of probably a little bit of an ego as well, because I was getting like press attention here in Ireland. So I was like, oh, they're just going to love me. But I think I kind of realised that they don't know me, so like, and I'm not presenting anything, or, you know, all I'm doing is just talking about what I can do but not showing it. So I think that taught me a lesson, you know, that you can never not be prepared for something.
That experience with the interview and the sort of harshness and robustness or bluntness even of the industry, it is a very tough business, isn't it? I mean, you know, I have this image of people running around saying everything is amazing and you look amazing and that's amazing, but it doesn't actually always turn into reality. They may not deliver.
Yeah, like it is a very complicated industry. Like I do feel it is kind of, there's no manual with this, with the fashion industry in general, because I would love like an A to B to C to D kind of formula, but it just seems to be like so bespoke to each designer, and chances are you are kind of like making expensive mistakes and just learning that way rather than getting told that, you know, you should go from A to B to C to D and that will bring up E and F, you know. So it's yeah, it is a real, it is a hard one to navigate, and I think you kind of have to trust your gut a little bit as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, in that situation where you want to think through what might work, what might fly and what might not, and somewhere in that process you want to try to go with your gut and what you believe is worth doing because you think this will look great and it will work. Is that a bit of a battle?
Yeah, because you want to learn, right? And you want to grow and you want nothing but success, but yeah, sometimes I just, maybe it's in all industries, but I found that people are not what they seem, if that makes sense, that they can have their own motivations and goals, and I've kind of had these like alarm bells ringing in my head, but I'm kind of almost too shy to kind of step over that line, because again, I want it to be successful. So now I'm very lucky that I've had really good mentors, but also you just have to be careful at the same time.
So you end up being more trusting, perhaps, even if part of you is saying, I don't know about this.
I think I'm wiser now from the previous experiences. And I think what might work for me might not work for another designer, you know. And I think that's the beauty of being in the industry, but also the quite cruel at the same time.
Lady Gaga,
yeah,
and Dua Lipa have worn your clothes. How did that come about?
So Lady Gaga, I had been working with their team for some time. We were kind of sending pieces over and back. We kind of did like we were sending it constantly, but like nothing was kind of coming out of it. So I did get like a urgent request that it was part of her Netflix documentary in Canada, but it needed to go from London to Amsterdam for some reason, then Amsterdam to LA, and then LA to Canada in 48 hours. And I actually did make it. I was really surprised. It was the quickest turnaround ever, you know, like I was like really delighted, you know, because...
What did she wear?
She wore, so I sent her a few pieces, but she wore specifically pants from my master's graduate collection. It was a very specific trousers that only she could pull off. And I know that the trousers were extremely long, and I know she performed in it as well, which was quite like the 16-year-old me who loved spending time drawing and painting was only delighted, you know.
That was a good day, I'm sure, when you saw that.
Oh, it's brilliant. Like the ironic thing about it was that I remember just seeing online, she was just walking down this huge long road in Canada, and I was there basically still kind of a student, but not eating like a shepherd's pie, you know, those Tesco shepherd's pies that you have in the oven. Like, it was just so strange. It was such a strange phenomenon. I thought it was weird.
And what about Dua Lipa?
Yeah, so Dua Lipa, I actually saw her. She was performing, like, this is when I kind of hit her at a good time, because she was performing live, and I just really liked her look. I thought it was really cool. So I connected with her stylist, and then it was a really quick thing. I went over to his house. She was coming in an hour. I showed the options. Yes, yes, yes. And then she wore it.
Were you there when she arrived?
No, I got kicked out. Yeah, I was really hanging out. I was like, I will have another coffee. No problem at all. But no, they kind of had a whole team kind of coming over as well. So yeah, sadly, I just missed her, I'd say.
Her people were talking to your people, but...
Yeah, like my people as in just me.
And you decided to return to Kerry.
Yeah.
And we think about the fashion industry. Inevitably, you know, you think about urban environments, you think about, you know, cities, you think about New York, you think about London, Dublin, whatever. Why did you go back?
It's funny, like, when I was younger, I was like, oh no, I need to go. I need to go. I need to fly away and blah, 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 and never come home. And I don't know, I think I just got a bit older and I changed my viewpoint on home and Kerry. And yeah, I just kind of fell in love with it again.
Had you fallen out of love with it, do you think?
A little bit, I would think. You know, I kind of felt like I didn't, I could never be myself. But I think it was just all me. It wasn't anything to do with people. It was just myself. I was the problem.
What has it been like to move back? Because you've gone back to Ardfert, where you grew up as well. And you have your studio there.
I do, yeah. So it's great. Like, I feel like, because I just have such a routine now, and the way the studio is laid out is that, like, all the windows are frosted, so I'm never distracted, and I get very easily distracted. And I just feel like I can focus. Like, I love coming up to Dublin. I'm up in Dublin almost every second weekend. My partner, he's based in Dublin, and he has a hair salon. So, like, we're both kind of creative, and we kind of work together on fashion shoots or shows, you know, so it's kind of, yeah, I suppose it's a bit of both. Like, I feel like I can kind of get away with, I don't know, going a bit mad in Dublin and then going home to Kerry and being like, oh, it was a very normal week in Dublin.
So you go a bit crazy in Dublin, and then you're back having a cup of tea in the family home at home, is it?
Very sedate, yeah. Like, I'd say the kettle is very much on for the whole day, and, you know, it's all comforts and whatnot.
Was there an element for you of living two lives as a gay man growing up in rural Kerry? Was that very difficult? Was that very challenging? And to some extent, as things have moved on and changed, did that make it easier for you to move home?
Yeah, I suppose I didn't really know, like, how to deal with it, you know. Like, I assumed it was kind of a phase, but the phase just never went away. But I think my what was great about going to Limerick is that it was really my first introduction to people from the LGBTQIA+ community. Like, I didn't really know anybody, like, maybe one other person in the village, but, you know, yeah, I definitely think I hid it. Not very well, I would say, but I definitely hid it. But by the time I went to Limerick, I kind of just felt like I was starting to lean into being open about my own sexuality.
You've also dressed an Olympian, Rashida Adeleke.
Yes.
How did that come about?
That came about because I have been a fan of her. And I just reached out. I saw her on the Late Late, and I just reached out and I said, hey, if you ever need anything, I'm here. And she was like, you know what? I love your stuff. Let's do it. And then it just happened just that quick. Again, I sent something over to her. I mean, I'm going to call her my friend now. But yeah, I think she's fabulous. Like, I think she's just really such a good... Yeah, I think she looks... The brand suits her, if that makes sense.
Am I right, Colin? You could have been a gymnast yourself.
I could have, yes. Yeah, I used to do competitive gymnastics since I was probably 8 or 9, right till I was up to, I would say, 14, 15 maybe.
What was your favourite exercise?
I was the floor. So I was, you know, the round off, backflip, backflip, back toe, backflip. It kind of just went on and on and on, and I loved doing it. But actually, funny enough, I got the reason I started doing gymnastics was because I used to watch this TV show years ago. It's called Gladiators. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And there was this woman in it, and I was obsessed with. Again, I get total infatuations with these women, these strong women. Her name was Lightning, and she used to flip every time she kind of introduced herself. It was all very, like, choreographed, and I just started flipping as a child in the sitting room. And then it got to one day where I was flipping like with no hands, you know. And I think I kind of taught myself how to do it. My mom, she brought me to Tralee Gymnastics Club, and it was all very, like, sedate, you know. It was all just like little lifting the leg, and that was that, because I just wanted to do flips. All I wanted to do was flipping. And my mom kind of went over to the guy at the time, and she was like, listen, is there any chance he just wants to do a flip for you, will you? Because, like, we were doing nothing. Like, do you know the
basic, you were doing a bit of a run and a jump.
Yeah, like not, like really nothing. And he was like, no, sorry, I don't think it's safe for him to do it. And my mom was like, please just let him do the bloody flip and then we can go. So then anyways, I did the round off backflip, backflip, back talk, backflip, backflip. And then he was like, do you know what? He can stay on for the advanced lessons.
The backflip worked for you. You could have tried that on the football field. It might have got a result.
And do you know what I did? Like, I mean, I never scored the goal, but I was the, you know, kind of the cheerleader at the back, at the corner back, doing the backflips. Every time someone scored, they'd be like, "Do it again, Colin. Do it." And I'd be like, "Okay, fine." And then I'd do a round off backflip, 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 back talk, you know. So yeah, it was kind of funny.
Your brothers, do you invite them along to fashion shows or anything?
I do. And do you know,
or do you tell them how to dress as well?
I see, I'm not a stylist, so I'm not
yeah, I'm no. Sure you have a view.
I don't know if I should mention it, but my brother did bring, he wore, like, he was living his Love Island fantasy, definitely. He wore these like bright white jeans, like, that were stuck onto him for one of the shows. Like, I literally was like, why? You know, like, out of all of the colours, he picked white, you know. And but no, he's great. I think, like, last week we had the launch event, and yeah, I think my mom and dad were just, I think they were just blown away by the amount of, like, people that were at the event wearing all my work. So I think they were just, especially my dad, he was really taken back by it. I think my mom, she's quite close to knowing all about the process, but my dad really was like, you literally, I feel like you have a little bit of a cult following, you know. And he was delighted, you know. It was so nice for them to get to see the end result, because often or not, they kind of see or hear me kind of being like, oh my God, I was in the studio till 9:30 last night and I have to go back in at 7 this morning. Do you know, so it's nice that they get to kind of see that end as well. But my brothers probably have a little bit, like, they love going to the shows, but not for the reasons that I do. You know, I love going to showcase my work or see other people's work. Whereas I think, yeah, I mean, can you imagine three Kerry boys in a room full of, like, tall Glamazonian women? Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure that given the chance, they'd be well able to charm them.
They would, but I think they all have girlfriends now, so I don't know how that works out.
Well, Colin Horgan, fashion designer, thank you so much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you so much, Richard, for having me.